This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The United States is the biggest agricultural trading partner Mexico has. And as here, a lot of small local farmers in Mexico wind up competing with big ag conglomerates. And with the pandemic, they're having to adapt to changes in farm production as well. From KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau, Rodrigo Cervantes reports.
In the state of Veracruz, on the coast of the Gulf of Mexico, Aurelia Valimar recorded some of the sounds from the jungle where she grows organic produce and medicinal herbs. She uses them in lotions that she sells for her business called Nantli. She says she has been forced by the pandemic to reinvent her business. Normally, she ships her products throughout Mexico, but customers haven't ordered anything since April. She had to shut down her first store close to where she lives, which opened 15 days before the pandemic.
Todos los cursos que yo quería se abrieron online.
So during this pause, Valema says she's been taking online seminars about gardening to improve her skills.
Los e-books, o sea, hacer un curso.
And the entrepreneur also is using this time to share her knowledge. She created a free e-book on how to farm vegetables at home and plans to teach people about organic gardening using social media. She hopes to find customers that way, but at the moment she's living on her savings. In Mexico City, Enrique Cervantes is also reinventing his business.
We are trying to make a bridge between the people from the field with the people from the city.
Cervantes organized Bonito Tianguis, an organic produce street market that has been around for 9 years. The last bazaar, held in January, attracted more than 15,000 people in 4 days, but the pandemic changed everything.
We have canceled 6 events.
When the street market business closed, he opened a new store. It's not replacing the street market business, but he says at least it's helping him survive.
If you really want to make a change in the world, you don't have to wait so the government makes it. You don't have to wait for the next American election. You can do it with the things that you're putting on the table.
Some farmers are flourishing in the pandemic, like Plantas y Flores de Xochimilco. It's a community of dozens of family-owned businesses that grow decorative plants at the outskirts of Mexico City.
Rosa del Desierto.
Esteban de Jesus Duran is a member of the organization. He shows me a cargo of potted flowers, tall plants, and perfumed shrubs. These are all being delivered to customers in quarantine. Many people have found about it through Instagram, which the growers are using to sell plants. Duran says the sales are up 60 to 70% since the pandemic. He says the government recently requested that Plantas y Flores de Xochimilco close some of its facilities on weekends to decrease the chance of spreading COVID-19. This could seriously affect the business, as many plants need daily care. But Duran says they'll keep improving their business model to build loyalty among customers. He says growth is important not only for sales, but also for benefiting families that depend on it. In Mexico City, I'm Rodrigo Cervantes for Marketplace.